Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Sunday morning. I have to think about that because we tape it on Fridays, guys. Anyway, Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., 101.1, the Oldies Channel. And I'll tell you, thank you again for telling all your friends and neighbors about it. Almost every week I get two or three people call me or email me, or when I see them around town, they say thank you for the show. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing your information with all your older friends, or maybe even your friends or neighbors. But so thank you very much. And that's the reason why we do this show. We want to provide information that addresses aging in Hawaii. Don't forget our workshops, The Realities of Aging, is at Big City Diner three times a month. So you can go to generations808.com, look for the list of workshops. We typically do them the first, second, and fourth Friday of the month. So check those out, Big City Diner, Waipio, Kaneohe, and Kaimuki. So thank you very much. But anyway, I met this lady a few years ago regarding caregiving. And she's now converted to a nonprofit and actually serves and supports caregivers. So if you're a caregiver, you want to tune up. And don't forget, you can go to our website in about a week to listen to this show on our website, generations808.com. So I do want to welcome everybody to Save Makalena from Give Me a Break Nonprofit. So welcome to the show, Save.
Hey, Percy, how are you doing? Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, you know, you're on my speed dial here, you know. I'm running so many families that need help, whether it's a caregiver resource or just caregivers that need support. And that's really what you do. So, Savi, tell everybody your mission and who you are and what you do.
Well, you know, it's funny. I just got off the phone with someone you referred me to as well. And, gosh, just bless her heart. She really just needed a virtual hug as well as some good resources. So, we really do walk hand in hand. It's such an awesome thing what you guys are doing and what Generation Magazine does. And so thank you for the support. You know, Give Me a Break was really just founded by caregivers. And the bottom line is we realized that we needed resources to support and to give some kind of a break, you know, even if it's a mental break or a physical break of some kind, and just to be noticed. Caregivers are so in the dark and unseen. And it kind of needed to just be in one place. I remember as a caregiver myself trying to find resources or just trying to find some sort of support, and it was non-existent. So I literally said, no caregiver should have to go through this. And Give Me a Break was born, and that became our mission.
Yeah, tell us really quickly your story, your caregiving experience, Savi, so people understand, you know, you did it for a while with your parents, and then you soon saw there wasn't support for caregivers, right? But yeah, tell us that story.
Oh boy, how much time do you have? I'll give you the Reader's Digest
yeah.
version.
Yeah. So,
because you know how I can talk. So yeah, you know, I'm literally am a lifetime caregiver. You know, I took care of my mom even as a young child. She was a Japanese. She was Japanese living in America. You know, and so her English wasn't very good, and I was her translator and protector, and even in public, I had to translate for her. So, you know, it was something that I always did as a child. And then, of course, more recently, my mother was diagnosed with dementia, and her journey this past almost 8 years now has gotten her to the point where she's in her final stage of dementia and in foster care. Five of those years, I had her with me, and that was a discovery. And during that time as well, after the first year and a half, my father passed. And I found out later and realized now that he passed from caregiver burnout. You know, he had a stroke related to caregiver burnout because they were hiding my mother's diagnosis of dementia. And so Dad was taking all of that on his shoulders. And, you know, I just realized, wow, I could be at risk. And so, yeah, I'm still caregiving. The love of my life is going through cancer right now. And I also take care of my mother-in-law. So I think we'll always, and I have a pet, you know, pet people are caregivers too. So, yeah, I think once you're a caregiver, you're always a caregiver. And I've journeyed through all of that. So there you have it. There's my quick story for you.
Yeah, it's Rosalind Carter had a favorite quote several years ago about, do you know that quote?
Oh, yeah. We use it all the time, right?
Yeah. Can you just mention that? Because I keep on, in my mind, I can see it. But can you just mention that quote?
Everyone's a caregiver. Either you were, are, or will be. And she was very involved and recognized the importance of supporting caregivers because, you know, and then Give Me a Break sort of has a tagline too, is that, you know, pets, people, and plants. And, you know, we're all caregivers in that sense. And we could all fall into that category of risk. And I say risk because caregivers are at high risk. You know, the current statistic is that 50% of caregivers will not survive the one they're caring for. And that's an unacceptable statistic. So caregiver burnout's real, and we need to support caregivers. By the way, if you're 70 and older, so this is for all the kupuna who listen to your show, if you're 70 and older and you're caring and a caregiver, maybe you care for your grandkids or for your spouse or for somebody close to you, that statistic goes up to 70%. So 70% will not survive that. And so that's a scary statistic. So please know that your wellness matters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a phenomenon that we saw 15 years ago. That's why I love what you do, and I always support what you do, Savi. But people think they're the super caregiver, right? I'm Superman. Right. I can do all this and do that. Well, I would take it to heart, listen to what Savi is talking about. You know, a friend of mine from California was coming to Hawaii doing workshops, and he's very comical. He's spoken at one of our workshops, our aging in place workshop, and he does, like, when you go on a plane, right? First thing you do is where all the exits are, right? Next thing you do, if there is anything happening on the plane, you know, oxygen mask comes down. What happens when you first come down? What do? You put it on yourself. And then you help your neighbor or your loved one because you need to support yourself first. And that's really the same thing with caregivers. You need to support yourself first. And because if you go down, who's going to care for that loved one of yours? You know, and it's just, we see it so often, and it still amazes me to this day. You know, caregivers think they're a super caregiver. They think it's going to last forever, but slowly we're making the change. Slowly they're realizing they need to take off. Slowly, I tell people, you need to tell your sister or brother to help out or give you a break. I have a very good friend of mine I've known since I was a teenager, where he lives in the mainland and his mother lives in Hilo. And he flies back every 6 months to help out his sister who takes care of mom. And, you know, that's the most he can take off. He uses all his vacation time just to fly back and support his sister who's taking care of his mom. And I commend him for that.
There's several actually in our community who have, you know, parents that are living on the neighbor islands. And they literally work all week on Oahu and then fly to a neighbor island and spend the weekend giving a break to whoever watches them during the week. So, you know, families are coming together and they're seeing how difficult it is. And, you know, it could be from one island to the next, from one town to the next, or just next door. But giving support to each other is so important. And we have to realize that, maybe a brother or sister's not getting involved, but they might need to, because you may end up being the one in charge because they could fall. And again, caregiver burnout is so real. It's so scary. I didn't know. I played Superwoman myself. I was like, I got this. You know me. I'm like everybody bunny.
Yes.
I'm like, I got this, man. I can do this. I can take care of both my parents. I can do this. You know, my mom, dementia, sure, got it, no problem. You know, when I finally accepted the fact that I could no longer provide the level of care she needed and placed her, I went into 9 months of depression. I was so depressed, and I was suicidal. I was depressed. I I thought I did everything wrong. And when I came out of that, and so that's why I tell people I gave birth to give me a break after 9 months, you know, and I realized that something has to be done, you know, and I am Superwoman, right? I have the cape and the broom,
yes.
You know, I couldn't do it. And if I couldn't do it, then there got to be people out there who need that support. And that's really, so caregivers accept and embrace the fact that it's okay. You're not failing. You're accepting that you can get that support and that you're better for it. And, you know, like you were talking about putting the mask on. One of the things I do in my presentations is I have them think about three people that are the most important to them. And every single time, they are not on that list. and you have to be the very first person on that
yes.
list, because like you said, if something happens to you, guess what?
Yeah.
Who's going to take care of the person you're caring for or the people you care for?
Yeah.
And that goes for parents as well. You know, you guys got to put yourself on that list.
Yeah.
Because your kids are lost without you. You know, I think about some of the times when there's tragedies and parents are lost. And then what happens to the children? So, you know, your well-being, your wellness, your health, your mental health, your physical health, so important. There's nothing wrong with getting support for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, trust me, hopefully you'll be able to meet and talk to Savi. She is a warrior. She is a superwoman. And every time I see her, she's always moving and running. But so I give you a lot of credit, Savi, for what you do. And I hope more people reach out to you. You know, as a nonprofit, she's there to help you. She's there to support you. So can you just really quickly, your mission, I mean, kind of detail out more of your mission and how you support caregivers?
So here's what I'll say. I'll say it verbatim, which is Give Me a Break is a nonprofit 501c3 organization whose mission is to care for caregivers by giving an emotional and physical as well as resources, physical break as well as resources for their continued well-being. And Give Me a Break is based on caring for the caregiver to provide resources, support, and outreach that promote self-care, wellness, and your survival. You know, it's really our goal to be worldwide, because we're here in Hawaii right now, and we're just seeing so much need. But there's need all over the world, and I encourage caregivers all over the world to contact us, because we're here to make you dream again, and caregivers should be able to have that opportunity. You know, and we do it in many ways. You know, we have our support sessions, and we're one of the few who have weekly online support sessions that's open to anyone. And even if you're pre, post, or going to be a caregiver, you can log on any Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. to our support sessions. And it's really just a community of caregivers just like you. We provide a safe space. And it's a space where caregivers support one another. We share ideas. We share support and feeling. And, you know, sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. But also I put some education in there and give you activities to practice wellness. So it's a great session, and we have groups that ebb and flow. So you're not expected to be there and be on time. This is your safe space. Come in when you can.
How do they find that? 8 o'clock every Tuesday. How do they find that?
You can just zoom in. So just our phone number for Give Me a Break is 808-754-3787. And that's actually the meeting ID on Zoom. So if you have Zoom, or if you don't, download the app, or Percy will help you. And, you know, get the app on your phone, and then just meeting ID, type in our phone number. And if that fails, you know what? Go online to gab808.org, our website. Scroll down the page, and there's a button. And you click that button, and it sends you right to our meeting every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Interesting.
So super easy. And, you know, there are other support groups out there. They do weekly or monthly support groups, and I can definitely connect you to those as well if that's what you want. But if you need that weekly shot in the arm, it's really just a relaxed, laid-back group of caregivers, just tune into ours. That's what we provide the space for.
Yeah, if you are a caregiver, or you know somebody that's caregiving, like somebody that you work with or in your office, It's really important to get support and get knowledge because there's no school you go to learn how to be a caregiver unless you want to be a professional caregiver. But even those won't give you the real life. You know, I've done a lot of workshops like this, and usually when I'll go to somebody's workshop and the first 10, 15 minutes they're talking about, you know, what in their own life, what they're going through, and it goes, oh, Xavier, I can help you with that, or person, I can give you a tip for that. You know, it's really important just to get the ground level roots of just different tasks in regards to caregiving. But, you know, also it's really the emotional support that's really important.
Yeah.
I know the Caregiver Foundation does them weekly. Alzheimer's Association does them online and in person weekly. And guys, it's so important to understand what it takes to be a caregiver, where the support is. Because I'll tell you a real quick story. I did a reverse mortgage for a family because mom couldn't take care of dad. But the son found out that mom hurt her shoulder, so she can't take care of dad. They live by themselves. So we got them a reverse mortgage because the funding was low. They had run out of funds, but the care would cost them $3,000 to $4,000 a month to help watch dad. And so after a couple months, mom said, "No, it's too expensive. We can't afford that." And so she stopped the caregiving. She goes, "I could do it myself, Percy." I said, "No, you can't. You have a bad shoulder in the first place." And unfortunately, 2 months later, I get a call from the son that dad fell out of his wheelchair in the garage, hit his head on the concrete, and died a week later. So a lot of times people don't even know simple tasks of when you have somebody in a wheelchair that could be possibly falling out, get a seatbelt, tie him up, put him in there, make sure to break some, but never leave anybody outside by themselves. You know, he could have rolled down the driveway, but he fell out of his wheelchair and she was not around. And hit his head and died a week later. So those little things like that, that nobody probably thinks about, you know, before I was in this world.
The grief and the guilt that you carry from that. I mean,
oh my God.
As a caregiver, you carry so much of it. And we talk about that. We get through that, you know. And I have a great grief counselor, too, a grief coach that we can recommend. But, you know, you carry so much of that. And so we try in our sessions to... you know, to talk about things that people won't talk about. That's why I say it's a safe space. There's no judgment. You can talk about that and you can, you know, discuss what's going on in your heart and your head. And if you need professionals, we're not counselors, we're not psychologists. We don't want to get in your head. If you need that, go get that. If you need a safe space to just talk, that's what we provide, right? And, you know, I'll tell you another wheelchair story was with my mom. You know, my mom suddenly forgot how to walk and she fell for what I call her last fall. And it took 6 EMT workers to get her up off the floor and onto a gurney at that point. And after that, she never walked again. So I literally was carrying her everywhere, on my back, in my arms, lifting her. And I didn't have a wheelchair. I was trying to find one. And I couldn't. I called all kinds of places. No one called me back. I tried looking on Amazon. I talked to the doctor. And finally, someone gave us one. And that's the only way I got one. But that struck out to me as, gosh, there's caregivers out there that this crisis happens and the last thing they're trying to do is to shop for something that they didn't think they needed, like a really important, like a wheelchair, and let alone know you have to strap somebody in. So, you know, we're here for that. We'll help you with that, you know, and we can give you some tips and of what we're going through as well and what we've done. So, again, you're not alone. There is a community. You don't have to feel isolated and in the dark as a caregiver. And our kupuna deserve our best, and the best we can give them is to get support ourselves.
Yeah. So, Sabi's website is gab808.org. You can Google on your phone. I just did it myself. She has everything about her nonprofit. But, yeah, the support is so critical. And you have to take it to heart. You know, I just found Monday night, I was thinking about it, about the workshop. We did a workshop Wednesday at Big City Diner in Kamakee. Next week is at Kaneohe Big City Diner for breakfast. But I was rumbling around. I was reading articles online. That's what I do in my spare time. I read articles on aging. And I just thought about something that happened in late 2008, 2009, where a couple, Mark DeLorme and Audrey, what's Audrey last name, guys? It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, they did a documentary. I believe it took a year or 2 years to make a documentary in the mid-90s. It came out in 2008, I believe, called The Graying of Hawaii. I have the DVD, and I just started showing it just Wednesday at my workshop. I'll continue to show it every Wednesday on my workshops, the video documentary, and the stories, the politicians, the administrators from the Department of Health, everywhere, were talking about exactly the same thing we're talking about today, Savi. The lack of certified nurses' aides, the lack of beds, lack of priority in our government, lack of politicians paying attention. It's incredible. That's 15 years ago, and we're still talking about a tsunami of aging. And it is something that I think I have an extra copy I'll give you, but it is something that needs to be shown so people slowly understand that this is, by the way, guys, until the baby boomers exit aging, which will be another 25, 30 years from now, when I'm 83 or 93, this is going to be a big, big issue. And mark my words. In fact, you know, I'm sure we'll still be around, Savio and I. But, so it's just something that we have to take it to heart. So, I know you could do go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you do things for caregivers, and I like the thing that you do a contest for the Caregiver of the Year Award. Explain that. How can people enter?
I will. So right now it started, entry just began on the 1st of October. So you can enter our Caregiver of the Year contest. We do it every year. You know, this isn't a contest because you want to be the winner. This is a contest about sharing and creating an awareness. People need to be aware of what the stories are for caregivers out there, not just for those who aren't caregiving to understand the importance to support caregivers, but for other caregivers to hear and say, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. That's me. I'm going through that too. And we create community through this contest. And every year, our community has grown because caregivers relate to all the stories that are shared. And it's really just a few sentences about your story that get shared in this contest. And so the Caregiver of the Year contest entries are all month. You can enter, and then next month the voting begins. And so that's when we create the awareness. November is National Family Caregiver Month, and so we really do it at a time that people are focused on supporting caregivers. And so I strongly recommend, again, go onto our website, jb808.org, and you can enter the contest and enter. You know, and if you know someone who's a caregiver, let them know to enter. And if they're having a hard time with it, have them call me and talk to me, or come to my presentation tomorrow, which I'll talk about in a second. Because I want to also mention that by entering the contest, if you are the winner, you win a Pamper Cruise for two, which is a great thing. But you also, the first 50 entrants will receive a thanks caregiving dinner for them and their caregivers. And this really comes from my memory of my family and the importance of having that time. And when I started caregiving for my parents, those went away, and I missed those dinners. And so every year we deliver about 100 thanks caregiving dinners to caregivers and their carees. And we'll be doing it again in partnership with Habilitat. Again, they supported us last year as well, who does all the cooking and prep. So they'll do that again this year. And so, you know, be one of those first 50 to log, to sign up and get in the contest. And you just, you know, it's really easy. And it's, again, you're supporting your community of caregivers, and you're paying it forward by helping another caregiver feel that they're not alone.
Wow, that is so cool, Savi. I appreciate it. All right, guys, we got to take a short break. Don't go away. We're going to bring out more information, including a documentary movie about Alzheimer's dementia. Yeah. So hang in there, and we'll be right back.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117, NMLS 582-944.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for staying with us, and thanks for telling your friends about Generations Radio. We're here every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. And don't forget, Generations808.com has all our past radio shows. You listen to on your smartphone when you got a break. And talk to your neighbor, talk to your friends from church, guys you play golf, softball with, about Generations Magazine and the website. All our resources are there. Don't forget, October 20th, Kahala Mall. From 10 to 2 p.m., we're going to have our Generations Magazine Senior Fair at Kahala Mall. We're going to have over 30 exhibitors there, so check that out. It's free. I just kind of, people just walk around the mall and check out all the different exhibitors over there. A lot of resources for family and their caregiver. And don't forget, November 18th, the Craft and Country Fair, the 47th annual Mayor's Craft and Country Fair at the Blaisdell from 9 to 1 p.m. on November 18th, which is a Saturday. And it's a really good event. I enjoy it. I like to buy my silk lays there. I like to buy small goodies. They have snacks you can buy. They do a really good job over there. And don't forget our Realities of Aging. We just restarted those at the Big City Diner. We are moving them all over the island. So next week, October 11th, we'll be at Kaneohe. October 25th, we'll be in Waipio. And we go back to Kamiki November 1st at Kamiki Big City Diner. Go to our website, check it out, or check out the magazine for the times. You do have to RSVP. We need a head count because it's including breakfast or a late snack in the afternoon at Kaimuki. So check those out. If you have any information you want, if you want to get a referral, if you need some kind of support or resource, give me a call, 808-234-3117. I'm also in the magazine, or email me, percyehara@hotmail.com. And you can also text me because we're always looking for providing information out there to the public. And that's why we're going around town doing the workshop. So thanks to Open Mortgage, my company. Thanks to Financial Benefits Insurance. Thanks to Devoted, a healthcare provider, Medicare provider. And also Big City Diner, Lane over there, the owner. Thanks for their support of Generations Magazine. So we're here with Save Makalena from Give Me a Break, nonprofit caregiver support group. And Save, tell us about what's coming up in next week on the 17th and the 28th of October.
Hey, Percy, yeah. So, you know, because I don't have enough to do. I want to do something else. But I also serve on the board of the Hawaii Family Caregiver Coalition, and really a great organization that is advocating for caregivers. And we connected up with this amazing production company out of San Francisco and a medical group as well that put together a film called Keys, Bags, Names, Words. And
hold on.
It's a
Keys,
documentary.
Bags, Names, and Bags. Words. That's
right,
the name of the documentary.
You know what? And I'll tell you why it is. It's a documentary about hope and aging and dementia. And you know, if you've been through this, and a lot of us have, it's kind of the order of how things progress. You start forgetting. First, you forget your keys. Then you're forgetting your bags. Then the names go, and finally the words. And so the title really is impactive, and it's such a great film, and I've been watching it myself because I'm getting ready for the screening. But it just is shared stories about those who are going through it. And so the Hawaii Family Caregiver Coalition is presenting this in partnership with Give Me a Break and the Alzheimer's Association of Hawaii. And we're doing a free screening. And there's one coming up, well, one that's already happened, and one coming up on the 17th in Kaneohe. So on the 17th in Kaneohe, it will be at the Anchor Church from 8:30 in the morning till 11.
That's a Tuesday, guys.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah. And it's a free movie screening, you know, so you can come on in and watch this. I highly, highly suggest. I'm just telling you guys, if you're going through somebody who's got just recently been diagnosed, or you've been going through this for quite some time, you're really going to appreciate this film. You're really going to appreciate this film. And we also have one coming up. If you can't make that on a Tuesday, we have one coming up on the 28th of October at the Kapolei Public Library. And that one's going to be from 2:30 to 4.
That's a Saturday, so, guys.
That's a Saturday, yeah. Right? So, you know, you know, your family's got the weekend off. You get them home to sit with the person you're caring for, your caree, and you get over there and treat yourself to a movie. And it's a free movie. From 2:30 to 4 at the Kapolei Public Library. So come on down and check it out, because it's something you really don't want to miss. It's something that's going to help you understand, one, that you're not alone, and also understand the disease a little better. And we're going to have resources on hand to help you. I'll be there. Tonya from the Alzheimer's Association of Hawaii will be there, and we'll be there to answer any questions and give you the support that you need. So, you know, what we're doing is to support caregivers. We're providing that social, mental, physical wellness that you need.
Yeah, I know. I saw Stacey Aldridge, the head of the library system in the state of Hawaii, a couple of weeks ago. And in the future, if you plan on bringing it back, we can get it out in more spaces. They've been supporting seniors since I started. And we distribute our magazine statewide through all the libraries, all 50 in the state. That's how much they support the magazine. And it's something that if you're a caregiver for somebody, or if you're working with somebody that's a caregiver, this is a must see, because I like the name keys. It goes in progression, you lose your keys.
It does go in progression.
And then your name.
Yep.
And then the words, because you know we did a story on Alzheimer's dementia a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and with First Lady Mrs. Ige, and her mother had dementia or has dementia, and she forgot her name, forgot her daughter's name. And it's something that we don't think about, but a progression, sure. I can see that now, as my auntie's had dementia 20 years now and slowly progressed like this. And now, I don't think they know the kids' names, and she doesn't talk a lot anymore at all. So I can see the progression.
Yeah. So my mom is in the word space, so she no longer speaks. She's nonverbal. So, you know, it's like that. And you know, understanding too that dementia is the umbrella for so many other things, right? So it's Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. You know, stroke is considered a dementia, disease. So you know, it's not always just an aging thing as well, right? Dementia affects so many people at so many ages. So It doesn't mean that you have to be connected to somebody with dementia. It's just a great film to see and help you to understand what's going on with all of these different diseases. And so come by and do it. And yes, absolutely, I would love to plan more showings. And the production company is offering it to us to show through the month of October at no charge. And we wanted to get as many locations as we could on a short notice to show it for free. We can consider looking at ways to get it sponsored to show it in the future.
Yeah, I have two more workshops this month. If it's opportunity to grab the DVD and show parts of it to encourage people to go. But guys, it's something that you don't have a whole lot of opportunities like this around. And San Francisco is very progressive. I mean, San Francisco even have an association of tech companies that are building things for seniors. They meet every month in San Francisco. It's a tech organization that specifically deals with products and services for seniors. That's how progressive they are over there. Please tell your neighbors, your friends. I have three personal friends of mine that their spouses have early onset dementia before the age of 60.
Yeah.
On the 50s, they got it. And they've been dealing with this for a while. So, I need to send it out to our network. Let me know if we can drop off some Generations magazines in the future. We need to,
absolutely,
if we can coordinate this better, we'll make this a cover story, because this is a huge people. This is huge in Hawaii. And it's,
There's even, there's childhood dementia too, and it's just, it's heartbreaking. But anyway, we do need you to register your tickets so we can get counts. And there is limited seating, so make sure you go on to gab808.org and register or get your free ticket. Register to get your free ticket on our website. Just, click the button for whichever showing. And just scroll down the page, you'll see it, and there's three different showings. Two that are still left to see. So just click on that particular showing location, and it'll take you right to the site to register.
By the way, I signed up last night, Sabe, so I don't know if you have a list of attendees.
I do.
So let me know, because I will be coming tomorrow. It's just so critical, guys, to understand what's going on. So, Sabe, I referred to my friend, can you just explain what happens when you get a call, and just that process so they know what to expect when they call you? Can you just kind of explain the process you go through and you identify their needs, wants, and concerns?
Well, on our website, we actually have a button to click to do a caregiver intake form. And that helps us immensely, because it's really how we kind of do a preliminary evaluation. And also, we need the stats because we're not funded and we need funding, so it'll help us. But that information doesn't get shared with anyone, really, but myself and a few other volunteers who might be contacting you. We take in your information, find out what you need, and then we do our best to direct you to resources, connect you to community, and help you in any way we can. We're pretty connected as far as knowing in the caregiving community what's out there. But also bear in mind that we're there for you. We're there for the caregiver. And though we can help and suggest some resources for the one you're caring for, that isn't what we do. We're there to take care of you as a caregiver. We can help you with resources for the one you care for, and we can direct you. And, Generations Magazine and Percy has his pulse on so much out there that he's a great, great resource for people who are the ones that need the care. If you're a caregiver, we're here for you. And if you can fill out that form, we'll get that intake form and we'll be able to give you what you need. Now, if you call me directly and you've been referred in, I'll spend whatever time you need on the phone and I'll help and direct you and guide you to whatever you need. But I highly recommend caregivers that the first thing you do is show up at our sessions, because you'll be amazed what kind of community you can get right there and answers you can get to support you.
Yeah, that's so critical. For people that don't go online, I asked you the other day for the family who wanted some caregiver companies or nonprofits or resources for somebody that can do home care. Guys, Sabe knows everybody in town that can do home care services, where there's private pay. And actually, there's actually very few that are nonprofits that do actually do the care, but there's a lot of nonprofits that can support our kupuna and the caregivers besides yours, not Sabe. Can you just name a few?
There's, when it comes to needing care in home, it's always a tough thing. You really have to kind of prepare for that financially and know that it's going to be a really large cost. And so it's good to talk to people that can help you with that. There are a lot of great organizations out there that can help you with in-home care. And, you know, there are smaller companies, there are larger companies, and maybe you want something more local. And we know quite a few of those, and I have a list that really is tailored to what your needs are. So, yeah, give me a call. You know, you can call us at 808-754-3787 if you're not able to go online to our website. And if you leave a message or just text that number, that phone is kind of shared between myself and the volunteers. So we'll get to those messages and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. So know that we can get you to that resource. You know, there's a really good one when it comes to placement as well. You know, Todd, with Kupuna Care Pair, yeah. He's great. The team at CareStift is amazing, you know, and, you know, they're always there to help. And they're, you know, they're all social workers, you know, that got together and wanted to do more. And I'll tell you that the frontline defense you can get, talk to the doctor of the one you're caring for and tell them to refer you to a social worker. Because, you know, we always have this stigma about social workers thinking like, oh, no, I don't need a social worker. But understand that what it is with the social workers is they have their pulse on so many resources that they can tap into, you know, that for you. And you'd be surprised how much they can help. And so ask your doctor to refer you to a social worker. And if it's covered under your medical insurance or the Medicare, all the more better that you can get resources that you need right there, right then. And then if you need more than that too, contact us. We'll do our best to help both you and your caree.
Yeah, it's so important. We can reach out to, you know, I always recommend people to Project Donna, the faith-based organization has worked with so many entities around the state. That entities like the churches and nonprofits that support caregivers, they train the groups to how to reach out and resource. I know Catholic Charities and I believe Mo'i'lili Community Center does outreach to seniors on a weekly basis, almost on a daily basis, and it's for free. Yeah. I heard about one the other day where they can actually call you every day and say, Savi, how are you doing today? Did you take your medication?
Yeah.
Did you have a doctor appointment? Is somebody coming in? And it's a short 5 to 10 minute call. And that's all it is. And Catholic Charities actually is looking for volunteers to do that. I was just at, I just met up with Diane Tirada, who runs the senior program at Catholic Charities. And she gave us a flyer about they're looking for volunteers to do just that. Outreach every day, once a week, twice a week, just to check in, see how you're doing. I love Kaiser, what they do. Kaiser is the only 5-star Medicare provider, and they have outreach workers and outreach nurses, not CNAs, nurses that go out every day to people that have had rehab or seniors just to make sure they're well. And that's really, really big, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're 5-star rated. But also, it's just important. They don't want, hospital don't want you in a hospital, guys. They don't want you. That's why they outreach and to visit seniors every day. One of the workers is a friend of mine's wife. And I said, ask my friend, so what are you getting your wife for Christmas? And I mentioned this before, but it's quite hilarious, but so true. I said, oh, I'm not sure yet. She goes, oh, what did your wife do? He goes, oh, she's a nurse. I said, oh okay. But I'm thinking about getting my wife a GPS. You know, back in the day, there was no Google or Waze apps.
Right.
10, 15 years ago, you had to look in a book, or they had these little, like, it looked like a phone, but you put on your car, they would digitally and manually and vocally tell you how to turn, where to go. I'm going to get her GPS. Right. I said, she's local, right? He goes, yeah. I mean, she grew up. He goes, I thought she's a nurse. She doesn't work at a hospital. He goes, no. She does outreach. I said, wow. So every day, she visited 3 to 5 patients every day. And all she did was drive around town and go to places in the condo of the house to see how they're doing. And that's amazing, amazing service. So if you like Kaiser.
Well, I think that's the whole key, right? The key is that there's so much out there, right? And you know, good, bad, and ugly, there's so much out there, right?
Yeah.
And so we're constantly trying to keep on top of what is out there and find out who is who. And, you know, some are good, some are great, and some are not so good. And we always tell our caregivers that we're going to refer you to ones that we know currently are giving good service and they're caregivers themselves. But if for some reason you have an issue, please let us know right away. And so we're trying to keep track and vet them as much as possible. But, you know, everyone's got a workload out there. There's a lot going on, and, boy, there's a shortage. So if you – I always tell our caregivers, if you're post-caregiving, volunteer. Volunteer to help because, you know, that's what you're good at, and it's your comfort place, and that's – find your mission in life and find your purpose. And if it's to help others, volunteer for organizations because they could really use the help. And a lot of them are overwhelmed because there's so much out there and so many people who need – support and help. So, you know, from one end to the other, when you need help, it's there. And if you want to give, support those who need the help.
Yeah, that's so important, guys, to support each other. But what's amazing is there's so many nonprofits out there people don't know about. In fact, you know, we did a survey about 8 years ago trying to find out what was important to seniors and what do they need out there. And we did ask some questions, and we found out that a lot of people didn't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. And they thought it was all free, and the state would take care of us. No, that's not true at all. And we found number one reason was that people didn't know where to go for resources. You know, the State Office on Aging, the county's Elder Affairs, they do the best they can. However, nobody can do all of it. So it's just important. Yeah. Now, guys, don't forget, October 17th, IAEA at Anchor Church.
It's Kaneohe.
I'm sorry, Kaneohe. Is at 8:30 to 11? The movie's about an hour and a half.
8:30 in the morning to 11.
Yeah, hour and a half, and then you're going to Q&A and people over there.
Yeah.
And then October 28th, Kapolei Library, 2:30 to 4 p.m. Very critical, especially on the west side where they have a lack of resources, let alone lack of appearances, lack of marketing out there, lack of classes out on that west side. I'm actually doing a workshop. See, October 28th. I'm actually doing a workshop out there at the Kapolei Villages. I believe it was on the 18th. I should tell them about that. I'm doing a workshop out there at the Kapolei Villages. They have actually really good facility out there, Savi. It's about 150 people. It's kind of new, too.
Awesome.
But anyway, don't forget those days. So, Savi, you know, we got a few minutes left. Can you give us some really good tips that would help caregivers besides calling Savi on how to be a, what as a caregiver they need to do, and so they don't burn out?
Well, I think the first thing is to breathe. Every caregiver out there is holding their breath.
Yeah, so true.
Just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and give yourself a moment. Contact us. But also open yourself up to embrace the fact that feeling guilty, feeling frustrated, making those, you know, having those fails that you think you're having, having grief is all normal. It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. You're doing the best you can. Don't be so hard on yourself. And embrace the fact that you need support. Get help. You know, my cape that I had on has so many holes and is so tattered. And so I had to get a new one. And the new cape I have is all about accepting support and help. And it's one of the hardest things you'll do, but the best thing you can do as a caregiver. So, you know, you got this, but we got you. And know that a team is better than a person by themselves.
Absolutely, guys. Savi, thank you so much. Again, the phone number, or the website, GAB808.com. But give them just your phone number. They can reach you, call, or text you.
Yep, GAB808.org. And you can call or text. And actually, texting is better at 808-754-3787. And, of course, if you need to email, just info@GAB808.org is fine. We'll get in. You can email us as well. Whatever works.
Thanks, Savi. Have a great weekend. Guys, don't forget now, our Realities of Aging workshops are the three Wednesdays of the month. Next one is next week. October 11th at Kaneohe Windward Mall, free breakfast, 8:30 to 11. And then Waipio Big City Diner, 8:30 to 11:30 out there in Waipio, the Big City Diner. So everybody have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117. NMLS 582-944.